you leave me? Come on, get undid. Sides of my loving, 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 loving. Go!
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, Tufts Freeform Radio. 91.5 on your dial, WMFO.org, online, or I don't know, whatever. Little listening apps are on your phones. I don't know anything about those, but you can get this station in any case. WMFO in Medford. And you just heard Led Zeppelin How Many More Times from their BBC Sessions album. I'm going to start with some brand new songs from a couple of local bands now. First is Bad Marriage with Honeybee, a single they just released last week. It's another great song from these guys. I love it. They are such great songwriters and players and everything else. It's a great, great band. You don't hear hard rock played like they're playing it now. It's great. And Bad Marriage is going to be playing Friday night at the Looney Bin Bar and Grill in Laconia, New Hampshire for Bike Week. And I bet you the crowds up there are going to love them. So here is Bad Marriage with their new single, Honeybee.
Ready, John?
I am.
I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heat stroke inside parked cars. There people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
All right, we just heard a set of local bands. First was Bad Marriage with their brand new song, Honeybee. And as I said, they're going to be playing at the Lonely Bone Bar and Grill in Laconia, New Hampshire for Bike Week. Friday night, they'll be playing there. After that, you heard Special Guests with a brand new single I just got a few days ago. It was called Damaged. The song features vocals by Chris Burble, vocalist for the Bent Men and 2-Ton Come On. Al Petrulis is the songwriter, producer, guitarist for Special Guests, and he's been around the Boston scene for a long time, though he also had bands in Canada. I had been a lead singer, but a vocal disorder put the kibosh on that, and he's taken other roles in music since. Then you heard Diablogado with In Your Sights from the 2016 self-titled album. Diablogado will be playing Sunday night at the Askew in Providence, Rhode Island. And guitarist Matt York with Honky Tonk Hangover from his album Between the Bars. He'll be playing Thursday night at the Newport Playhouse and Cabaret in Rhode Island. And then Justine and the Unclean with Love Got Me Into This Mess from their 2017 album Get Unclean. That was the song was their debut single. And they're going to be playing with the Nervous Eaters Saturday night at Thunder Road in Somerville. Now it's serious guitar time coming. And starting out with the Gugun Power Trio. How you pronounce that, I am not sure, but that is the name of the lead singer and serious guitarist, G-U-G-U-N. And they're a blues power trio that formed in Indonesia in 2004 to play in blues bars in Jakarta. And this song is Funk Number 2 from their 2013 album Soul Shaker. It's the Gugun Power Trio. All right. That was the first part of series guitar time for today. First was the Gugan Power Trio with Funk Number 2 from the 2013 album Soul Shaker. Then you heard some serious guitar on a bass player's album that was burned from Marco Mendoza's new solo album Viva La Rock. The serious guitarist you heard is Denmark's Soren Andersen, who I've played on the show from his solo albums and his band Electric Guitars. He's also played on Glenn Hughes' 2016 solo album. Marco Mendoza is one of those musicians we may have heard many times without realizing it. He's currently in the Dead Daisies. He also was in Black Star Riders, the reformed lineup of Thin Lizzy, and Blue Murder and Whitesnake, and he's played with many others. So that was Marco Mendoza's Viva La... That's now burned with Soren Andersen on guitar. And the set ended with... Spanish Boots from the brand spanking new album from Joe Bonamassa, British Blues Explosion Live. On the album, Joe pays homage to the British blues rock guitarist that inspired him. It's recorded at Greenwich Music Time at the Old Royal Naval College on July 7, 2016. And Spanish Boots was originally on Beckola, the 69 album from the Jeff Beck Group. So he was doing a tribute to Jeff Beck that time. He's, thanking all these influence on him. Jeff Beck there, some were Eric Clapton, and Jimmy Page. It's pretty cool. It's a good album. British Blues Explosion Live. Now I've got one more set of serious guitar time for you. I'm going to start with J. Jesse Johnson with Wheelhouse Boogie from his 2015 album Set the Blues on Fire. Johnson's an Indiana native who left the area at 18 and headed to the East Coast to play in bands. In 83, he became the guitarist for Archangel and later a band Dead Ringer, and then he released his first solo album in 2004. So here is J. Jesse Johnson with Wheelhouse Boogie.
Mama, hey.
All right, that's the rest of today's Serious Guitar Time. First was J. Jesse Johnson with Wheelhouse Boogie from his 2015 album Set the Blues on Fire. After that, you heard Gus G. with Don't Tread on Me from his 2018 album Fearless. Gus G. is a heavy metal guitarist from Greece who's been in several bands, including Ozzy's band. He's also done three solo albums. And the set ended with Philip Sace doing Blues Ain't Nothing But a Good Woman on Your Mind from his incredible 2016 album Scorched Earth Volume 1. Live album, it was amazing. That was Rock Under the Radar's top album that year. I love this guy. He's such a great guitarist. Philip Sace, he's a guitarist, singer, and songwriter, was born in Wales, grew up in Canada, where he began getting noticed as a teenager, later moved to L.A., and mostly does blues. He was in Jeff Healey's band, also played with Uncle Cracker and Melissa Etheridge. So appeared on some of their albums, as well as having several of his own out. So I thought that was a good way to end the show today. I used to play him all the time. Of course, I always play new stuff a lot. So when his new album was out, I'm playing it constantly. And just haven't played in a while, so it was about time to do that. And anyway, so that's the end of the show today. So great to be back here on WMFO. It's WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And the next show is coming on in a couple of minutes or seconds or whatever. And I will see you next week. Good night. Bye. Whatever.